On today's show, we're going to dispel some myths about being a professional voice actor. Things you thought were true that turned out to be false, or things you knew were false that turned out to be true. From the RBeats Radio Network, I'm John Casson. We're going to speak with a man who knows a thing or two about all of that. He's one of America's leading professional voiceover actors, and he's pretty modest, too.
And that's the thing, is there's this assumption that it's got to sound like this, this kind of voice, right? Well, that's not even the voice I get to use on a lot of work I do.
George Washington III, that's his name. As I said, he's one of America's top voice artists, and he does the voice of John Stewart on the Green Lantern. He just did an NFL highlight track for NBC. He's done some grocery store commercials. He even did a Mountain Dew commercial recently with Cardi B. And his voice, he tells me, is actually not his secret sauce. It's not what makes him successful, he says. In fact, he says it's not what makes any voiceover artist successful, at least not exclusively. So what is? George says it's time, something all of us have the same amount every day.
That's one of the things I think a lot of people just don't comprehend, that it takes a long time.
It's advice that's not limited to voiceovers alone. He says it's pretty much anything in show business.
If you're going to be working in media, do not expect immediate success, because it isn't possible to be immediately successful.
When you think about it, the same could be said for just about anything, anything at all. And that's pretty liberating. If it was limited to talent alone, we could get ourselves off the hook. We could say we just don't sound that special. George says it's just not as important as most people think.
But a lot of people will say, you know, people tell me I have a great voice, I have a nice voice, I have a voice for radio, and I should be doing voiceover. Well, the fact is, if you listen to commercials, listen on radio and television and everything, the vast majority of those voices are speaking in a conversational tone.
As it turns out, what the experts want is people who sound a lot more like you and me.
But most of the time, they're looking for people to have conversational voices. And a lot of people have conversational voices.
So there's a homeless guy who once had a killer voice. You might remember him. His name was Ted Williams. I wish I could play some clips from here, but if you type in a YouTube search, you'll hear him. He's amazing. He was discovered while panhandling. And he did an imitation that ultimately changed his life. He was a voiceover artist, or he became one, sort of. George knew a lot about this guy.
He had an outstanding voice, an outstanding radio voice. Guy pulls up, says, read this for me, and he does this, and he sounds exactly like this. That's the problem. I can do that. A whole lot of people can do that. Can he do a conversational read? And in that moment, he couldn't. He hadn't had training. He had been a 70s DJ. And he had, you know, all kinds of other issues, which I know people who have tried to help him. Joe Cipriano and some folks tried to help him later because he had a lot going on. He had been in drugs and alcohol and relapsed immediately after that because he had so much attention paid to him out of nowhere. You know, he was homeless. Now Quicken Loans Arena was going to give him a job and all those things. I've heard him on one commercial since then, and it was for Kraft macaroni and cheese.
What surprised me most, though, is the kind of people George says who are not that good. People who are typically untalented in voiceover work and the hardest to teach and the slowest to learn. In fact, it's exactly the opposite of who you might think. It's people who work in radio.
Working with people who come from radio, on-air radio personalities, they're some of the hardest people to get to be able to be good voice actors.
George says basically they're just too set in their ways.
That happens with lawyers. It happens with teachers. It happens with anybody who has a public speaking gig. Because you have established, this is how I speak in public, and I will just transfer it to my read. But that doesn't work, because nobody wants to hear you read that way. They want to hear you in a one-on-one conversation with them as they listen to you on the radio or on television.
Okay, so we learned that radio people suck at voiceovers, and we learned that people who sound ordinary are actually the ones who are extraordinary, because, well, that's what the talent pros are looking for. And we learn that all that raw talent in the world is no guarantee of success. In fact, it might even hinder you. And we learn that George Washington III, who doesn't tell lies, who's already killing it in voiceovers, he's still grinding it every single day. He says his biggest challenge is familiar to all of us. It's something that all freelancers have to face.
It's continuing to find work. This is a freelance small business. And everybody's freelance small business has the same goal: continue to get work. And your job becomes auditioning and marketing and networking and all the things that are necessary to keep having something coming in.
George says you work very hard for a very long time and then get crickets almost 100% of the time.
Auditioning. What you do as a voice actor is you will have you have signed up, either you're signed onto a service or you have agents or things like that. You will get auditions. You will go through them, analyze them, give them a couple of reads, edit it up, send it off, and then you better forget about it because you aren't going to win it.
But not George, right? He's got a million things going on. He probably gets whatever he wants, or at least, you know, maybe 50% of his auditions. George says that's not even close.
But the fact is, when things are going great, you are winning 2% of your auditions. Two.
So you might think with such a low percentage of signed deals, there's really nothing you wouldn't voice over if you were asked, right? You know, a politician maybe you thought was blowing smoke, or maybe an actual smoke product or something. George gets those kind of opportunities as well. I asked him if he just goes with the flow and does what he's told. Turns out, not always.
No, I won't. I actually, it is a thing I specifically said I won't do. After doing one and going through the process of recording that and being directed in something that I really disagreed with, and I decided that I wouldn't do that anymore.
So George has a web page. Today, that's replaced a reel that people use to send it to God knows where. And his is very specific. He has a bio and samples of his work. And it's written as African-American voiceover talent. At the time, I was still George's broadcasting teacher, and I was kind of concerned he was pigeonholing himself by, you know, something too specific. Well, I was wrong.
When people are looking for particular voices, your website has to reflect what they're looking for. I'm actually in the middle of a rebuild, and so probably in the next month or two, the website will be rebuilt by someone, not me, you know, the one that was there, I built myself. But it helps because people are going to search for Black voice actor, African-American voice actor. And the higher you rank in search engine optimization, the more likely they're going to see you when they search for you and hopefully come up on the first page.
So one final thing you should know about George. He says you need a coach. In fact, he says everyone does. He says a coach is the difference between natural talent and actual talent. Imagine a basketball player who's 6'10". Well, that's natural. Now imagine he never learned how to formally play.
There is natural talent in a lot of things, right? In sports, there's natural physical ability. In acting, there's some natural talent. In music, there's some natural talent. But natural talent, most of the time, has to be honed by some repetition and direction in order for it to reach its full potential. I'm a basketball fan, and we think about guys who play basketball in parks in New York and all that, and look at how great basketball players are. And I will tell you, a tiny, tiny handful of those men could play in the NBA, an vanishingly small number, because they don't get coached.
Of course, having talent and coaching only goes so far if you're not discovered. My neighbor Kathy has voice talent, but she hasn't been discovered. Not yet. George says the way to be discovered is to show up on search engines. Use words and phrases people will use to look for you.
So it's important to brand yourself and to know what people are looking for. And if you are going to be the target of a search, that your website reflects that the search terms that they'll be looking for.
So I got to thinking, if I was looking for a voiceover artist, I might type in the name of people whose voice I really like. You know, names most people might recognize, people like Morgan Freeman. I love his voice. A lot of people love his voice. But if you ask me why, you know, I couldn't tell you. I just do. But George thinks he knows exactly why. He says it's not who he is, it's what he stands for.
What they want is someone who reflects that feeling, right? And if you think about the feeling that Morgan Freeman generates with his voice, there's authority. There is warmth, there is familiarity, and there's depth and power. And so if you can reflect those things, those feelings and emotions that get from you, that'll be enough in most cases.
I think the next clip sums up the entire interview. It's what we should be striving for in all we do. It has to do with passion and persuasion and bringing out emotion, even if it's just for a 15-second commercial.
And that's what our job is as voice actors, is to reflect the emotion in that moment. Live in that moment that you're reading that copy and reflect the emotion that you want the listeners to have.
This show is brought to you by the R-Beats Radio Network. Today's episode was directed by Wendy Kahn. The technical director was Johnny Babkin. Show producers include Chelsea Walsh and Kayleen Wagner. And special thanks to our executive director, Michael Kahn, who does a great voice actor impression of George himself while lecturing about having long-term vision when shooting these short-term podcasts.
It takes years and years of repetition, right? Because you need to find out what works and what doesn't in your voice. It takes years of getting out there so that people will get to the point where they're hiring you without auditioning.